Most people spend their free time scrolling their news feed, or at least checking their Facebook account several times a day. While cat videos are something we all enjoy discovering, there are other reasons and better uses for Facebook, especially as a source for networking. We've given you a couple of points, but today we're going a little deeper on how to keep your network building in motion.
Starting out or starting over? Advice to reach your career goals. This is In Motion.
Gail Rubin-Kunisch is the founder of the Inspiration Group Consulting, available for career consulting and advice to clients through her website. Gail, last time we discussed networking, we mentioned that job seekers should take care when using Facebook. What was the biggest reason not to?
Simply put, personal content that could hurt your chances, whether that's risque photos or status or off-color comments.
Right, which is why most people recommend you avoid using Facebook. So, do you have a different view?
I want to clarify, Greg, that I'm not promoting Facebook or Facebook posting as a method of networking. However, I would like to point out that if you are already using Facebook, you can expand your network by using what is already there, responses to your and others' posts.
And so by responses to yours and others' posts, I'm not really sure what you mean. Can you explain that?
Absolutely, Greg. Simply click on the responses under a post and a list of people or contacts will be created. Facebook then allows you to contact these people as a means of organically expanding your network. You can keep on doing that to an unlimited number of contacts.
It sounds kind of like a productive use of Facebook to grow your network. So, do you have any case studies of how networking yielded a good result doing this?
In fact, I do, Greg. An actual case of networking is a young client that I have who hasn't been in the workforce but for 3 to 4 years. He's been working as a technical recruiter, which, for all intents and purposes, is a sales position. He wasn't a stellar performer in school or at work. But this is how networking can catapult a career. Through a mutual contact, he was introduced to someone at Dell Computers. He interviewed with them in Boston and performed well. As a result, he was offered a position in sales located in Austin, Texas, all from networking. And Austin, as you know, is an up-and-coming market for young professionals. Therefore, his career has been launched.
I would call that a pretty good case study, then. You're listening to Gail Rubin-Kunisch with In Motion. It sounds like your client there really took advantage of the networking with Facebook. As you said, it drops down. You have these other people that you can contact. Do you run the risk of spam doing that?
Well, you don't want to end up in Facebook jail. But you do want to just contact these people and reach out to them as a method of stretching your network.
So maybe not bombard 20 different people a day trying to build your network as fast as you can, but maybe kind of pace yourself. Maybe, would you say, a half a dozen a week?
That's a good plan, Greg. What you want to do is make a purpose for your contacts. You want to be able to contact people and give them a message about you, which is you're looking for a job, you're expanding your business, and this is how you're doing it, that kind of thing.
So again, moderation, probably a good way to go when it comes to messaging somebody so you don't overbombard people. That's a great way to use Facebook in a good way of networking. Of course, there's another website that most business professionals rely on, and that would be, I think, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is a business platform. It is business people seeking business connections. You can filter people based on your geographical area or industry or job opportunity that you are seeking. Once you make a connection, you can take it to the next level by meeting in person, say for coffee or lunch, and either use this meeting for an informational interview, which is always building a rapport, or an opportunity for a meet and greet. Just remember, use common sense when meeting people for the first time. It is through LinkedIn that I've kept up with the pulse of developments happening in Cookeville and Chattanooga, and I personally found a potential book publisher for another project of mine, writing children's books.
And to be fair, writing children's books, that's a lot different than writing childish posts, which is also something you don't want to do.
Exactly.
Well, Gail, we've taken a second look at Facebook, a look at launching a career through networking, and briefly touched on LinkedIn, how it can make a difference. You mentioned informational interviews. We'll have to do that another time. Take a look at the strategy that's involved with that. This has been In Motion with career consultant and advisor Gail Rubin-Kunisch, founder of the Inspiration Group Consulting, available online at the inspirationgroupconsulting.com website.